Let's talk about the money they're talking about today and what the total project costs are going to be. I think you have to be realistic about what you're doing here, because that to me is really important. And these are projects that probably should have been green-lighted 6 years ago. And this is not being critical of anybody. I'm just talking about the monetary part of it. If they had been green-lighted 6 years ago, say they got that far with it, A, they'd be built, and B, they would be cheaper than what the current price tag happens to be. And that's the element that I want to talk about, the investment part of it, that as you do this. There's an investment part of this that is critical. So let's take Yankee Stadium. Yankee Stadium was built for $2.3 billion. Okay? If they were to build it today, so you're going to build it 14 years later, it would cost more than almost $2.9 billion. Jerry World, AT&T Stadium, $1.3 billion. If they were to build it today, it would be approximately $2 billion. Okay, same story 14 years later. And that's what you're looking at. The longer you wait on something, the more expensive it becomes. And that building needs something. Now, the other projects are important. The Lash building is just a continuation of the renovation there. They did the bottom floor already, locker room, training area. You know, obviously, they've added on the weight room. Now they're doing the second floor. And they're going to renovate and expand that area up there. The training table, that's been needed for a long time. Nutrition is a part of your training. Simple as that. And by having it there where the players can just literally, especially when it gets cold late in the season or you're done with a workout, a winter workout where you're doing everything like that, you can just go over there. You can also keep better track of your athletes going over to training table as well. And that's going to be important, plus the wellness area. The bubble, you need to take pressure off of Luba Hall. It is constantly being used. Softball needs it. Baseball needs it. Lacrosse needs it. Soccer needs it. I mean, you're going through everybody that needs it. And then, of course, football needs it. Well, you need to take pressure off of that. And remember, the original was to build a second indoor facility. Instead, they've decided to go with a bubble. The bubble is less expensive. So that's why, you know, they're going to go that route. We all know Jeffrey Field needs everything. They need locker rooms. They need bathrooms. They need coaches' offices. Everything. The whole deal. And then when it comes to Beaver Stadium, it's one of the most important buildings on campus. Remember, athletics is not the house. Athletics is not the house, but it's the front porch of the house. You're driving along considering whether to buy or not, right? Boy, the front looks great. And it lures and attracts you and makes you say, I want to take a look at the rest of the house. Football is on every single Saturday. It's on national TV every Saturday. I mean, every Penn State football game is a nationally televised game. So it puts the name Penn State and the exposure of Penn State right there in the forefront. That stadium is a critical part of it. It's showcased seven times a year. And these renovations, to me, are all about fan experience. Better seating. Loge boxes, which would be on the west side, which means the sun would be at your back. Wider concourses to allow for you to have better traffic flow, both in the center ring and in the bottom. Bathrooms. Okay. Renovating bathrooms. Not the sexiest thing to say you're going to be doing, but you know, all of you fans out there know, hey, it needs to be done. Concessions. More of them, better spots, all part of the wider concourses, both middle and bottom, just to lead to better flow all the way through. And those are just some of the items. And then when you're done taking care of that west side, obviously you're going to need money. You're trying to fortify the rest of it all the way around. Fortify the rest of it all the way around. Because it is there are some parts of it, not all, but some parts of it are 62 years old. You can keep kicking the can down the road, but every time you take a swat with your foot and the can moves further, the price tag goes up. And you swat the can again, price tag goes up. I've always mentioned on the Olympics, why do the Olympics always end up being a cost overrun? Because the estimates that they put in their bids when they are going after the bid, all right, okay, when they finally build the facilities cost exponentially more because the bid took place 7 years earlier. So you want to take care of this now. All right? And the reason you want to take care of it now, or at least really get the process, I mean, this is really the case of getting the project, I mean, going. I mean, that includes designs and everything like that as to what you have finally settled on. That way you now can watch it come to fruition, and now you know what you're getting for your money. But you have to do this. You could either wait and just let it cost more, or you can do it now and just say, okay, here we go. We're going to raise the money. We're going to get it done. We're going to take out financing, whatever it takes to get it done now. Because if you wait 10 years from now, the total is $700 million. It's going to be about $1.2 billion. You don't want to do that. I remember when Ohio State in 2002 renovated the horseshoe. And I remember we had to travel up this freight elevator to get to the press box, and it took about 10 minutes. It was that slow. But they were renovating it. And at that time, they put in, I think the number was something like $180 to $200 million or something like that. It's like, wow, it's a big number. But you know what? 20 years later, I mean, that might be $700 million now if you did it back then. They don't have to do it. They just have to do maintenance on it now because they already took care of it. They took care of it at a what is now, looking back, a really good price. And that's the problem you have when you do these long-term construction projects. When you do the long-term construction projects, it does come down. To the fact that if you wait, the price, I mean, goes up. Every year you wait, it ticks up higher. Every year you wait, ticks up higher. And remember, when I'm talking about the inflationary numbers of what Yankee Stadium would be now and what AT&T Stadium in Arlington would be now, that's based on relatively low inflation. From 2009 to 2019, what was inflation running at? 1.5% to 2.5%, maybe? I mean, now it's between 5% and 8%. So all these numbers are going to go up. I mean, my goodness. You know, we had a State College Quarterback Club board meeting last night, and we were talking about, you know, what to do about luncheons and about buffet, about banquets and things like that. When we were talking about you know, based on the estimates we're getting, how much the food was going to cost. That's just the way everything is right now. And that's why I'm glad that, I mean, Pat Kraft's taking the lead on this. He says, the heck with it. He understands it. He understands the business part of it, right? The longer you kick the can down the road, the more expensive it's going to get. So you might as well start getting it done now, because you know you're going to have to do it anyway. And it doesn't matter. Yes, it does matter that the college football playoff is expanding and there are going to be home games for teams. Okay. On the third weekend of December. So, yeah, that's important. But even if they didn't have that, they still had to do these projects. They still had to do it. Look, a new, look, you build a new stadium, it's going to be $1.5 billion. And if you did a complete stadium renovation, $1.2 billion. They've come up with a $700 million solution they think makes the place a lot better. So, number one, if you're wondering about seating, two key points were made today. And one is they want to keep the capacity of Beaver Stadium at more than 100,000 moving forward. That's one. Second, they've invited 10 design firms in stadium space to submit proposals. A top three will be selected for review, and then they'll choose a lead designer. That's expected to take place over the next year, maybe 15 months. And then the timeline, start construction January 2025, finish it by August 2027. So I hope that helps out. With what they want to do. So here's the schedule, okay? Architect engineer selection, that'll happen next month. Design, next month. Pre-construction, okay? 13 months away. Construction start, 18 to 19 months away, and the completion of it in 4 years from today, you know, right around there. Now, during the construction of the 2026 football season, you'll lose some seats. But it may be, based on what I'm understanding, is about maybe 5,000 seats. It would be a 1-year impact on the west side.